Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
Good morning, and welcome to Join Peace Community Development Cooperation. So glad you stopped by the show today. We have another exciting topic we'll be talking about today. And anyone that would like to call someone to tune into the broadcast at this time, the guest call-in number is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. So have someone else call in. They may want to say something on this topic today. Gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for another Wednesday. Thank you for another day that you allowed us to get up to here, Father, where we could smell and see all the beauty that you have bred upon this earth, dear Heavenly Father. We give you praise today. We give you the glory. And I ask you, Lord, move Sadie out the way. Decrease me, dear Heavenly Father, that you may increase in the Word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, as we go forth like never before, dear Heavenly Father, on this broadcast. And dear Heavenly Father, for those that want to call in, dear Heavenly Father, just may want to listen in on the call, dear Heavenly Father, let him come in. Anyone that wants to listen in, just press 1 on your keypad or would like to say something, press 1 on your keypad today. Well, today, our topic is why I am trusting the Lord. I know a lot of people want to trust in everything, but just take a look at yourself. Don't look at anybody else and say, why am I trusting the Lord? Well, first, you know, trust in the Lord, coming from Proverbs 3:5, you know, trust means to put one's confidence in. You know, people put confidence in everything but the Lord. You know, there are some things in which we should not trust, such as weapons. You see mass destruction was happening with the weapons. You can't put your trust in weapons. Wealth, you can't put your trust in wealth. You may have it this morning, this afternoon, about tomorrow morning. It could be all gone. You can't put your trust in that. Works. You know, you're thinking about all the works you're doing. You can't put your trust in that. You may walk in this morning or walk in this evening or tomorrow and find you have a pink slip. You don't put your trust in, well, I done been here 30 years or 25 years or 20 years or 10 years, and I can count on my job. You may walk in tomorrow and find they no longer need you. They are downsizing the company. So who are you going to put your trust in? You have to put your trust in the Lord. You know, one's own righteousness. Who should be trusted? When I ask that question, who should be trusted? Automatically, you should say God. You know, his very name, his son, his word, which is the Bible, that he left us. We ought to give reason as to why we trust. What we trust or who we trust. I am trusting the Lord because of who he is. And I hope that's what you're doing this morning. You're putting your trust in God. The cars will give down on you. The house will leave you. Things will break down. Jobs will play out. Weapons. You know, you got to know people. You got to know who you're putting your trust in. And these are some of the things that I listed. And I hope you agree. But if we can agree to disagree, please hit 1 on your cell phone or whatever you have, or your computer, and we'll just chime in on the things that you have of who you're trusting in. You know, I'm trusting him because he is the true God, and besides him, there is none other. I'm trusting him because he is from everlasting to everlasting. And when we go over, we're going to be scriptural now, so please have your Bible ready or have your paper and pencil handy. So when we go to these scriptures, you can always come back to them later if you don't have paper and pencil with you at this present time. So the first one we're going to go is Psalms 90, verses 1 through 2. And we're going to read what Psalms 90, 1 through 2 says. And the word of God says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generation before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. You know, when you read that, he's from everlasting to everlasting. No other beings can make that claim, not nobody. Not father, mother, sister, brother, neighbor. Nobody can make that claim but God. Not angels. It tells you anyway, not angels, not even Satan, certainly not man. You have to trust and put your trust in the Lord. I trust him because he is supreme, the supreme ruler. I trust him because he is all-powerful. It was his blood power that created. He created the angels. He created the heavens and earth. And yes, he created man. So man and woman are to put their trust in God. I'm not going to say somebody may not give you some good suggestion or whatever, but you better go to God first on whatever it is. Don't take everything as face value. You better go in prayer, intercession, fast to pray, whatever you need to do to your Heavenly Father, the Supreme Being, and make sure that's what he's saying, that's what he wants. And our tag words we're going to be using throughout our broadcast today is trusting, word, son, and God. And see, God, son, words, and trusting. You mean they're going to work hand in hand. So if anyone would like to say anything, please press 1 on your keypad, and I would love to hear from you today. You know, I trust him because he is all present. He is everywhere at the same time. You can be on the north side or northwest side of Houston. Something going on the southeast of Houston. He's right there with you. Man cannot do that. Hey, I'm on the broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Dial in. You got a paper and pen?
I got to get on. What is it?
646. Hold on. We have a caller calling in. You can go on area code 832. Go ahead. Okay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 7-1.
Can y'all, am I on?
Yes, ma'am, you're on.
Okay. Okay, praise God. First, I give honor, praises unto our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to our Almighty God, the Holy Ghost, all that's working as one. As she began to talk about trusting in the Lord, she had Proverbs 3, and she said 5, 6, and 7, which it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. And, you know, sometimes what we start thinking in our own natural mind, you know, and we start going toward our own perception of what is going on, praise God, in our own mind. You know, it's saying, and lean not unto your own, thine own. The woman of God just said, if you need to hear from God, that you need to be fasting, you need to be praying, you need to be seeking the face of God. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. In other words, the woman of God was saying, you don't need to be going from here and there seeking prophets and seeking answers through all of this other stuff. But all you need, your holy oil, all you need is your prayer, your Bible, and your face before the Lord. It's saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. So you don't need to be leaning to your own understanding or what you think. You need to know what the Lord is saying. You don't need to think. I think God said no. You need to know. I know God told me this. And then you stand on what the Spirit of God has given you. And then it said, in all thine ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. And that's what she was saying. She was saying, you need to acknowledge God. You need to acknowledge him in fasting, in prayer, in seeking, and reading, and laying out before God. And then, in other words, you don't need to seek man's advice. Like she said, you can go to people and they have a good advice, but you need the word of God. You need the direction and the leading of God. You don't need to acknowledge people when you should be acknowledging God.
Amen.
And then it says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil, because sometimes people are so smart and they have so much talent. And I mean, I know people that's just business savvy and they just organized and they just know how to do it. But you got to understand that it's not in your own wisdom, but it's in the wisdom of God. So
Amen.
Don't think that, oh, this is my wisdom. This is me doing this. No, this is not you doing this, because it could all be taken away. The woman of God just said it. It could be taken away from you in a split second. Just
Amen.
Like you got it, it could be gone immediately. So it says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It's saying the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So that's where that wisdom come in. God, give us that wisdom, that knowledge, that understanding. Show us the way, Lord. And it's saying, run from evil. Get away from evil. Anything that's evil, something that's going to take you down and keep you from moving forward, run. Run.
Yes.
Like the woman of God said, put your
yes.
trust in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
You so much, Paula, for coming on.
You're welcome.
Someone needed the number to call in. I just thank God this morning
yes.
for this show. The title for those just coming on, it says, Why I Am Trusting the Lord.
Yes.
Just think about it. Those few words, why am I trusting the Lord? You got no. You know, for me, I trust it because he is all-knowing. He knows everything. See, some people may tell me something, and could tell me something wrong, don't mean it's right. But when I'm trusting in God, I'm going to know that I know what he is saying without a shadow of a doubt. And, you know, I trust him because he is love. He loves even me, a wretch undone. He loves you who came on the line today. No matter what you did, no matter what you said, you can go to him and repent, and he's going to love you. He's telling you, come, my child, with open arms. He's just hugging you. Where somebody else will push you aside, they'll talk about you, they do that. But God say, who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in man? You trusting in that job? You trusting in them weapons? You trusting in your wealth? You trusting in your job? I just finished telling you. You may go to work this afternoon or in the morning and find out, oh, I got a good job. I'm secure today. You might go in and find your pay slip in the morning. Tack to your little car and say, we no longer need you. We are downsizing, and you are the first crew that leave. Now, who are you going to trust in this? The job is not there. The insurance is not there. Finance is not coming in. Who are you going to run to but God? Don't never take your trust out of trusting in God. You know, I trust him because he is a God of wrath and judgment. I don't have to do nothing to anybody. I don't have to say nothing to anybody, no matter if they talk to me and look at me one-sided or whatever. All I do is continue on praying, continue on interceding on their behalf, that God will bless them. My. You know, I'm trusting in the Lord because of what I am. I'm nothing. I am a sinner. I was born a sinner. I have a sin nature. I am everything that is contrary to God. But when I put my trust in God, oh, my. God said, it's best when he said, my ways are not your ways, say the Lord, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. I think I'll say that again. My ways are not your ways. My ways ain't the Lord's way. He said, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. The thoughts of God and mine is totally different. Until I get on the same page, on the same wavelength in the spirit, that God can say, oh, she got it. She's on the same page when she's doing what I'm saying doing. But that's because I'm trusting the Lord. Anyone that came on would like to talk about this topic today, please hit 1 on your keypad of your telephone. And I will gladly bring you in. You may have something that God has placed in your heart this morning, since we are talking about why I am trusting the Lord. You may have a whole longer list than I got on why I'm trusting the Lord. So I'm asking my audience today, why are you trusting in the Lord? I heard from the first caller. Do we have any other callers would like to come on this morning? Feel free to hit 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in. I have my switchboard right here. I can see all of your number, and I gladly bring you in. You know, I'm trusting in the Lord because he said he loved me while I was a sinner, and that if I would trust him, he would save me. What more can I ask? Can I go to people and ask them that? No, God is the one I have to put my trust in to save me. So one day, when the trumpet blow, when it sound, if we being raptured, I want to say, hear the Lord say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You know, in his word, he told me to lean unto my own understanding. But in all ways acknowledge him, and he will direct my path. Lean wrong, and you fall. You falter. You fail. So we got to lean on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not on ourselves. See, we might lean up against that building. That building might not be secure. Or that wall, and we start leaning on it, and it start crumbling. Or we leaning on our brother and sister that's not even stronger than us, and they give down from the weight of you, or with the burdens and things you carry, they can't even stand. So who can? You can lean on Jesus. Oh, my, my, my. You can lean on the Master. You know, I'm trusting in the Lord then because he said he would be help for me spiritually. You know, our world is a sick world, both physically and spiritually. With the things we're going through right now, we better trust in the Lord. We can't put our trust in horses, chariots, or nothing. You better put your trust in God. No matter what you see, you know it's a lot going on right now. In your town, wherever you may be located, that's listening to this broadcast. I know when you woke up this morning, you woke up to some bad news somewhere. May not have been in your family, might have been somebody else, but still, it's some things going on in the world. And if you don't have your trust in the Lord, you are blowed up. So you better start putting your trust in Jesus and not in the world economy, not in the world system. But you better put it in Jesus' system by trusting in the Lord. Caller, that's on the area code 832, last 4 is 4790. Would you like, oh, I have a caller that would like to say something. Praise the Lord. Caller, I am bringing you on right now. Caller, you are now
good
on the
morning,
air.
Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am blessed. So glad to hear from you today.
It is good to hear you this morning as well, and I like your topic. I tell you, I was blessed the few minutes that I've been listening, and truly, we must trust in God. There's no one else to trust in but God. And as a believer, as a believer, I know what it is to trust in God, and you bless me when you say you can put your trust in anybody. And anybody will fail you, but never will God fail you, woman of God. And as you was talking, I was looking at, so your audience will know, that I read the word of God, because in Psalms 37, verse 3, it says to trust in the Lord and to do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. If we trust in him and if we do God, do good, we will dwell in this land and we will feed on his faithfulness, because his faithfulness is his word, and his word is truth. Everything else will pass away, but God's word will stand the same. Solomon was right in trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But his daddy said to trust in the Lord and to do good. And verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall a promise give you the desires of your heart. So I want to share with your radio audience that no matter what you said, but no matter what is going on in your life today, God is still the same. His word is still the same as it was in the beginning. We have to be reminded as men and women of God to commit our ways unto the Lord. Don't worry about what's happening at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, but if you go from Genesis to Revelation, you will find the peace. You'll find the answer to everything that you need in the word of God, because when Jesus hung on the cross, he died for our sins. When he got up, he gave us power and authority, and we must walk in that power and that authority today. No matter what people say about you, no matter what people say to them, you trust God, believe in God. And then what he says, what David tells us, he says, rest when trials and tribulation comes your way. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. You said it, sister, don't worry about what's going on around you. But you wait on the Lord, and you will prosper in your way. And I just like this. I love the conversation that you are having today, and I bless you and thank you for this opportunity for me to say a word about God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Okay? Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Minister, for coming on this morning. And I'll be texting each one of you all the new topic for next week so y'all can come on again. I just love it when the switchboard light up when people want to talk about Jesus, because that's what I'm all about. It's about Jesus. It's not about the world situation, what's going on in the world, because I know God made the world, and he's in charge of everything. So just feel free every Wednesday morning to tune in to Joy and Peace. And the call-in number, if y'all want to pass it on to someone else, is area code 646-716-4389. And just feel free to pass it on. Do we have any other callers would like to say something on the topic today? Why are they trusting? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, you know, I'm trusting in the Lord because of the call he extended to me to preach the gospel. You know, the world needs the gospel. He called me to preach it, and trust me, with it, therefore, I need confidence in him that he will help me preach the gospel. I can't do it without him, you all. And for those that's on the line that's ministering of the word of God, you know you can't do nothing without God. He, you know, he's in charge of everything. You know, whatever God has for you to do, trust him to help you do it. You know, I'm trusting in the Lord with regards to the present age in which we are living. You know, I'm aware of the ever-increasing problems that confront God's people. And these are some of the things that I listed. You may have another list. Problems in the home. You know what's going on. But if you're not trusting in God to take care of the problems in the home, you know what's going to happen. There's going to be chaos. Problems in the church. You know you have to take that to God. Problems in society and government with everybody seeing what's going on. But you got to trust in God. Take all of those things to God in prayer. You may have a list of some other thing, but feel free. Take them to God. Don't take them to your loved ones that's not praying, that's not interceding with you or other. Take it to God. You know, I'm aware of the ever-increasing evil, but the promise to dwell safely is extended to those who hear him. Not say, I'm listening, but actually heard what he was saying. Over in Proverbs, I'm going to turn to it. Proverbs 1, verse 1, and verse 33, it says, but whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quietened from fear of evil. Oh, my. You know, These are some of the things coming up to the end of my broadcast. I am trusting the Lord with regards to tomorrow, the future. We know not what a day would bring. If it brings joy, I trust him. If it brings sadness, I still trust him. If it brings poverty, I still trust him. If it brings trouble, I still trust him. If it brings sickness, which we all have sometime in our life, I still trust him. If it brings chastisement, when he got to chastise us, I still trust him. If it brings judgment, I trust him still. You know, I think about Job. When Job let us be able to say, though he slay me, yet, well, I trust him. You know, in the conclusion of my broadcast today, anybody want to say anything? I still got time. Feel free. I trust him to save me one day, to secure me, to supply my every need. I trust him to take my substance and use it for his honor and glory. Though I sin daily, I trust him. Though I utterly fail in my duties to him, I still trust him. And today I'm going to ask my listening audience, do you trust him? And if you don't, why not? Think about that. If anyone else would like to say anything on this broadcast, we still have some time. Feel free. You are already on. I already have your call sitting up on the switchboard, area code 832 and area code 346, the two speakers that spoke earlier. If you would like to say anything else, why I'm trusting in the Lord, feel free at this time.
Amen. Praise God. I just want to say that I just appreciate you, woman of God, and thanking God for the radio blog. And this is something new for me, and I've had the opportunity to come and be on here with you a few times, and it has been truly a blessing. And I know that that's exactly what I needed today, that word right there, trusting the Lord. I have many things, projects that I have that's going on, and it's before the Lord. And God is saying this morning, we're going to have to trust him. That's the bottom line. So I love y'all, and I thank God for being on here. And may the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Carla. And this program is going around the world, so others will tune in it. Unto it, if it's not this morning, whatever time they open up their computer, they're going to see this topic and broadcast, and they can tune in later, and y'all can share it with somebody else that's going through something right now in their life, and they just turn topsy-turvy. They don't know which way to go. Tell them go straight to Jesus, to trust in God, because God will see them through no matter what the situation may look at. Be blessed. Don't be stressed. Take every burden you have to God. Put your trust in him, and he surely would work it out. It may not be worked out the way you thought it's going to be worked, but he's going to work it out for your good. And when you look at it, you're going to say, oh, my Lord, I just thank you. I had never thought of that. Or I didn't know which way to, I know to come straight to you, whatever problem I have. Caller, area code 346, would you like to say something on the broadcast before we close for today? Hallelujah. Well, we're giving God the praise today, and we're giving the glory. And I want to thank each one of you all that came on the line today, the broadcast. And we'll have another broadcast on next week if all goes the same in Jesus' name. But before I leave, you know I always like to say, if I had a tentacles of an octopus, I'll hug each and every one of you all that came on this broadcast today to show you just how much I love you, and genuine love, not no false love, no general love like Jesus' love. I would really love each and one of you, and thank you for making this day, for making this broadcast. This broadcast will go around the world, and you're going to be surprised how many people will be helped by this topic and the things that you all have said today on this broadcast. So I thank you again. I give you the praise and I give you the glory, and I'll end us with a prayer. Gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to come before your people, dear Heavenly Father, not my people, but they are your people, to be able to bring a word from the Lord. And dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that each caller that's on the line, they may not have said anything, but they were listening, dear Heavenly Father. Not only listening, they were hearing what the Word of God was saying, where they could read it in Scripture for themselves. And dear Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for Blog Talk, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for being on this line for 13 years, going on 14, spreading the gospel. We don't have to be in a pulpit. We can be wherever God have us to be able to tell someone about Jesus. And that's what we are doing on Blog Talk every week. So until next week, each one of you all be blessed. If you want to call in with a topic you would like to bring forth, just email me at blogtalk.com/joyandpeace, or either send it to my Facebook page at Sadie Elliott or Joy and Peace. I would love to hear from you all. And until next week, I want every one of y'all to be blessed. Bye-bye.
Marvin,
it's time to move, yeah.
Where he leads me.